Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So this is National Write a Letter Appreciation Week. That's happening right now as we speak. And, you know, I was thinking about this many years ago before iPads, cell phones, computers. People actually talked to each other. They wrote letters. They visited each other. letter writing has become such a lost art with, you know, the electronic media that's been available to us. And I'm trying to think, like, when I actually write something down. I still take notes, I think, by pen, but mostly to sign checks, and that's even kind of fallen to the wayside of actually using my hands to write something.
Well, don't you write letters in your business, or do you type them?
I type them. Emails, texts. I have clients that text me, and we get things done that way. But, you know, for this Write a Letter of Appreciation Week, and I'm thinking about this, there are all kinds of people in your life you could write a letter to. And since it's a week-long event, you can write more than one, of course. You can write your family, your friends, teachers, preachers, congressmen. You can write local restaurant owners, neighbors, coworkers. It doesn't have to be a long letter, but just a few lines to let someone know that you appreciate them and that you're glad that you're in their life. And you know, letter writing, it's timeless. But, you know, just as I said, over time, you know, my son always says, well, you know, I've been talking to this girl for the last 3 months. And I said, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, what is she like? And blah, blah, blah. And he tells me, and I said, well, have you ever actually spoken to her? No, I'm on a streak on Snapchat with her. I've really not talked to her. But that's what every one of these kids that age, 14, 15, 16, they're all telling me that that's the only way they communicate. I mean, they get together, I guess, and stuff once in a while, but you're not even talking to one another anymore, much less writing them anything. You know, I was thinking about this. The first text message was sent in the early 90s. Okay. I think maybe
did it ever get there?
it might have gotten there at some point. But, you know, it's just kind of fallen to the wayside as far as communication. I mean, at least you said you still write letters, right?
I do, but it's funny because I have like these friends that I'm like pen pals with. Mm-hmm. So I'll like get their letter and then my friend told me she was pregnant in her letter. And so my first inclination is to like text her, you know?
Yeah, because it's immediate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there is the special getting something in the mail. I just love getting things in the mail. So that's why I write all my friends, you know, birthday cards. I'm huge about that
because I don't know. We thought, and I believe it or not, this is just kind of a side thing, but I'm part owner of a card store chain as well, and it's called Card Frenzy, and it's in Countryside.
I see that's right by my house.
There's one in Irving Park.
Countryside.
By, yeah.
Marshalls.
Yeah, exactly.
TJ Maxx
and stuff. And so, and we have a client that's a card dealer, and the demographic for sending greeting cards has been quite older. But all of a sudden there's this massive resurgence of late teens through 20s buying greeting cards. Like the demographic, it's been the same demographic for probably a decade, and it's just starting to shift a little bit. So I find that very interesting that you say that, because what do you have to hold on to from a memory, you know, when you're communicating with somebody anymore? If you're texting, if you're Snapchatting, it's gone within whatever, a short period of time. Facebook, I guess you could look back, but in 10 years from now, 15 years from now, is Facebook going to be relevant? I mean, I don't know. But looking back at those letters are important. I mean, Roger,
look at what I've been posting over the years.
Yeah.
I'm using Facebook as a repository.
Yeah.
But
to get it out.
Not only to get it out, but to remind myself.
Yeah.
Because the stuff sits in drawers and file cabinets all these decades.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get control of my life.
Yeah.
So I was cleaning things out.
But to keep what's special, too.
Well, they're very special, because you would think that, all right, I'm putting it on Facebook, I can get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
The physical thing? No. most of them I still have because it's like, God, this meant so much to me at the time. And it still does.
Well, and if you want to jump into the conversation, 312-981-7200, you can call, you can text, whatever you feel more comfortable with. We'll be chatting about this for a little while. My parents saved, I think, every greeting card, birthday card, in like a box. They throw it in a box, mm-hmm. Put it in the basement.
Sure.
A couple years ago, I took out letters or cards, Christmas cards, that were written by my grandparents, who are long gone. They're gone 25 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And I took the ones that were for my sister doesn't live here anymore. She lives in Nashville. And I took those cards that my grandparents wrote her one Christmas, and I put them in an envelope, and I sent them to her. And she was like, she said she bawled her eyes out because she saw her grandmother's sure. writing or the little thing that she wrote inside there. I did for fun. I put a dollar in there because that's probably what they would have given us back in the 70s
yeah.
or $5. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, to see someone's penmanship that is long gone or, you know, I know my wife saves things I send her. Yeah.
How many cards have you gotten from your kids as they've grown up? You saved
them. Still handmade. Oh, gosh.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whether handmade or store-bought, and then they wrote in there, and it's like the first card where they wrote something to you, no matter how squiggly it was.
Yeah,
we still have all of those there, and
I still have them because my one of my kids is four.
Well, you're so, still getting them.
I'm still getting
right.
them. I'm just starting to get them.
But we have them. I have found as I've gone to look for things and forgotten where they are. I've gone through every drawer in our place, and there's cards everywhere. My wife gathers them for like a year or so and then puts them in a drawer somewhere. Yeah. So they're all over the house. There's surprises all over the place.
Sure.
And I remember a time when I was a lot younger, I personally sent out about 100 Christmas cards every year.
Mm-hmm.
I had my list computerized, the labels I would print out, but then I would personally sign each card.
Yeah, so we
sent
out
their name.
We sent out about 200 cards.
Yeah.
And I have the labels done, and I just label them and send them, and my wife wants to sign them. And because there's nothing personal even about
exactly.
that anymore.
Exactly. But we kept it. I did the labels because my arm would fall off if I had to do 100 addresses. But you would personalize them. And then I just kind of fell out of practice on that. Of course, you start moving around from place to place to place, and the people you used to know that you're only really staying in touch with once a year, now you're not sure if the letter's getting to them. You start getting more and more cards back with the wrong address, and everything kind of, you lose track.
Sure.
You know, and the surprising thing is, how did I get back in touch with all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook.
Facebook, of course. Of course. Well, there's people I haven't talked to in 30 years that are not my friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, for my wife, sometimes when it's a holiday, sometimes when it's not, I will buy a card and I'll stick it on her pillow.
Yeah.
Or I'll stick it in her purse, or I'll throw it on the dashboard of her car.
That's nice.
But again, you were not writing a lot these days.
We're not.
You know, and here's the other thing I was thinking about. Photos. Photo albums.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty stringent about getting photo albums done every year. Like at the end of the year, I would put everything in an album. And we don't have, like, they said the average person has about 8 albums in their life. I think I've got 25 already. And I haven't done it it's probably in the last 5 years. And so the pictures, not only when I had a camera, have loaded up and they're in order and I kind of put them in a box and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 3 years, we don't have cameras anymore.
The cell phones, the camera and the cell phone.
So all of Alex's life is not on a camera. It's on my son's cell phone. It's on my daughter's. It's on my wife's. It's on mine.
You should sit down at the computer and print them out.
We're going to have to do that because I want a place that you can go to. And like Alex, my youngest, loves going through the photo albums and looking at pictures of his little brother. And I'm sure in his own head, he's like, where am I?
Exactly.
In any of this.
Yeah.
And
the cool thing that we've done is taken some of the photos and we've blown them up.
Yeah.
And we've put frames around them and we have them throughout the house now.
But now here it is, again, we're different. And that's what I love about these conversations, different demographics. Didn't you just have a story with your photos, Lisa?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is kind of cool. It actually happened Saturday night, which is to me tonight because I'm okay, so my boyfriend was telling my parents about how his sister is going on a Carnival cruise. She just left. My mom goes, oh, we went on a Carnival cruise for our honeymoon 4 years after the wedding because, you know, they didn't have any money. They were young. And she's like, wait 1 second. She runs into the living room and she grabs the photo.
Knows exactly
she
where it is.
Somehow, yeah, comes up with this photo album, which I have never seen. And so I'm looking at my parents, you know, 1980. It was like probably 8 years before I was born. And they're just like, you know, tiny little like tanned. And it was just like flipping through it. I was like, I haven't printed out any pictures.
Yeah.
The closest I got, there are these cool like online stores where you can like print your pictures up and like, you know, in like a little book and it's like assembled really well. Have you seen
it? No. Okay.
Yeah, we have one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, our daughter did it for us. Actually through, I think, Walgreens.
Yeah, Walgreens does it. Apple does it. But then there's also these really, you know, hip ones. So I made one of those for my friend for graduation. But it was still, I was like, I literally looked through her Instagram and like picked out her favorite, you know, my favorite pictures.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
But I've seen these like photo booths like around, they're springing up.
I love those.
And you can, well, you take selfies. Or you, there's also ones where you can print out your Instagram photos, like, or your Facebook photos.
Wow.
And it's just the weirdest thing.
So when you're saying photo booth, you're not saying the old-fashioned ones where you're sitting inside and taking pictures.
Yeah, separately. Okay.
No, I love those. There's places in the summertime we know exactly where to go. And it's, the kids always do this goofy, we did it as a Christmas card 1 year. We did the photo booth stuff. But I also feel like there's videos that, you know, I don't even know what format they're on with my two young, older kids, but like I want to be able to put that together someplace. Like I know virtually you can keep it. I've got stuff. I've got tons of pictures in Dropbox and all this other stuff, but that's not social, really. I can send a link, but who in the hell? I mean, what's that all about? I mean, so. You know, I'm looking demographically, you know, Facebook's 35 to 54, Instagram's 18 to 29, Twitter's 18 to 29, highest ratio. LinkedIn is 30 to 49, Pinterest is 18 to 29, the average user. Snapchat is 18 to 24 with 13 to 17, 25 to 34 right behind it. So younger and older right behind it. And that is where I tell stories. I mean, that's, you know, I use my Facebook page to promote the show and talk about things that are indicative of our show. And, but my personal Facebook page, I kind of, I guess, use as a photo album. I don't post things every day. I don't post my thoughts. I don't share other news items on my personal Facebook page. If I'm doing something fun, I'll share it. And I guess that's how those photos are getting out there. But I have a mother who's in her mid 70s. She's partially blind. She's not on social media. She's always like, I don't get pictures from anybody anymore, you know, and that's the easiest for her to do. It's just kind of a lost art. So write a letter. It's letter appreciation week.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Start with a letter to yourself.
Hmm.
Write a letter of appreciation to yourself.
Interesting.
Mail it to yourself and get the ball rolling that way.
I like that. I like that. It'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.